We knew from previous VR projects that players would expect a high level of fidelity from their interactions with objects in the world, and during early testing of Half-Life Alyx, we received comments that objects were not making the sounds that players expected, given an object's material, size, and assumed weight. This led us to a more granular approach to physics sounds than we had used in prior products. For example, in the past, we would have used a single physics sound for all objects of a certain size and material. So, we would have had one sound to represent collisions of small metal objects, another sound for large wooden objects, and so on. For Half-Life Alyx, we built up a new library of object-specific sounds so that we could distinguish between similar objects like a piece of silverware and a small metal can. Not only do we now have a library of almost 2,000 object-specific physics sounds, covering over 160 different objects, but we can further alter the sound at runtime based on an object's impact velocity and the hardness of the material it collides with. In some cases, we even layer in sounds representing an object's contents, such as matches in a matchbox or fuel in a jerry can, which can be heard when those objects are shaken by the player or collide with something at high velocity.